All right, hate to cut off Mr. Coltrane there. Beautiful song, but we've got the T-Jacks right now live here on KSTP, and they've got a big lead so far, 12-3. Loving the scoreboard feature that they've added to NFHS. We have lots of basketball coming tonight. Can almost guarantee you we'll have three games at 3 for the Sandpoint Eagles, and then a 5 p.m. game as well as... And then also we'll have at 7 o'clock, most likely, if the T-Jacks win this, we'll have them live. All right, 12-3 in favor of King Cove as they go up. And I'm trying to see what team this is. I feel like it must be Dillingham. So there was a missed shot. Ball goes out of bounds. Sandpoint with possession. And Ashton Gould will bring it up for the T-Jacks as they begin their offense. T-Jacks doing a fantastic job in this tournament. Oh, into the wing for a shot. Tommy just misses. Easy rebound. Putback no good, but Tommy puts it back. Oh, man. Very rare miss putback by Tommy there right underneath the basket. This team on the fast break. Beautiful passing. I think it's Dillingham. Maybe not Dillingham because they're in away jersey. Dillingham has been wearing some away jerseys, but now it's 5-12 on a beautiful offensive play by the squad. All right, here's Jaeger Sean to the corner. Tommy is going to pass it back. Nice cut by Jaeger. 360 spin into the basket. What? Jaeger just makes it look so easy. Shot up by the opposing team. No good. Rebound to the T-Jacks. Down to the bottom post. Tommy will take on the left-hand side. Shot goes up. No good. Last touch by King Cove. Out of bounds. And I'm trying to get the name of this team here, if you'll bear with me for a quick second. All right. T-Jacks on defense. Ball outside. Near the half court line. Nice hard pass to the perimeter, but two man trap. Brennan and Ashton on the floor. They're able to get the ball out. Good rotation. Shot for three. No good. Rebound to Jaeger, and he'll take his time with the ball. King Cove with 14. The opponents with 5. And again, give me a quick second. I'll see if I can't figure out who the squad is. King Cove down the paint. Ashton, little man, surrounded. With the ball, looks like he got the rebound and jump ball in favor of the other side. Fast break, pull back outside the perimeter to the left wing, driving into the hoop, shot up, nice floater, up and in for 2. 14-7 now the score. King Cove, hard pass, tipped out, and it will go out of bounds, last touch by the opposite side. King Cove will throw in underneath their own basket, and if you'll bear with me, as I said, I'm going to see if I can't find out who they are playing right now. Nice inbound, wide open runner. Ashton just can't quite get it to fall. King Cove fights for the board, and put back by Jaeger Sean, no good, and the other team will have the rebound. Okay, this is King Cove versus Kalignik. Very good. King Cove versus Kalignik. In region neighbors... First look at Kalignik is going to be here at the Sockeye Classic, so it's good to see what they can do. Sandpoint did lose to these guys. They're playing a crisp game of basketball. And I know Manicotic is not at this tournament either, so that would have been a great opportunity to see what Manicotic... Oh, ball gets thrown out, snatched up by Jaeger, but good hustle. It's a loose ball. Ashton this time jumps on it, and we'll have a jump ball as both teams are just scrambling. There was jerseys everywhere. They needed to call that one fast before anyone got hurt. 14-7. Checking in, big Robert Thompson for the T-Jacks. And it looks like he'll replace Tommy. Bounced over to Robert. Powers up and in just off the top of the rim. Fight for the board goes to Jaeger for 3. Missed shot. Kalignik will get the ball. Fast break. Cherry pick pass. Brennan gets back real quick on defense. Puts enough pressure for him to miss the open layup. Great defense by Brennan, but good play opportunity there by the Klignik squad. Jaeger weaves past the defense, pass to the bottom post. Robert has to get the dribble back. Shot goes up, and he's fouled, sending him to the line for two. Oh. Nope, foul against the T-Jacks. Everyone was lining up for a free throw shot, but they're going to call that against King Cove. Klignik with the ball. Nice ball handling. Long three way outside the perimeter. Almost goes down. Robert with a quick rebound. And that man can literally hold the ball a foot above everyone else. Jaeger gets the ball snatched out of his hands. And a foul on the play. I think that's going to be tripping against Ashton. As Klignik was hustling to get the ball, Ashton dove in for it. Knocked down a player accidentally, and Klignik will throw in. You know, with 1 minute left to go here in the first quarter, Klignik is playing a real scrappy game of basketball. That was a travel. Yep, there they go, calling it. Late whistle on the travel call, but King Cove will have the ball. Jaeger will bring it up for the T-Jacks. And he hands it off to Ashton. Gould at the half-court line. And tries to drive into the paint, but the defense just collapses on him, forces a jump ball. And if I'm not mistaken, it looks like Klignik's playing a 1-3-1 here zone as well, similar to what the T-Jacks have been playing. Fast transition. And Klignik, I did not hear a lot about, but these boys are playing a good game of basketball. Shot up, miss, follow-up, and putback is good. Man, can't let them have that easy rebound. And I will say easy rebound because he was wide open for it, but he hustled to follow his shot. Great steal by Klignik. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the T-Jacks. King Cove was trying to bid to the ref that they hadn't touched it last. Klignik playing a fast game of basketball, though. Pass goes high. Klignik keeps possession. 6 seconds, looking for that final shot. Jumper contested. Sinks it. Last second shot by Jaeger Sean will not go down. And Klignik is coming into the second quarter, trailing by 3, 14-11, but King Cove was up by as much as 10 at one point. Stay tuned, we've got more basketball coming up here on KSDP.
This program was brought to you by Jim and Shirley Brown's Apartments, located in Sandpoint above Trident Seafoods and the Boat Harbor, featuring two-bedroom apartments on a month-to-month basis. For more information, call Jim Brown at 386-6050.
Just a quick word of heads up, too. If you're in the mood for pizza, there should be pizza available today at the shop. So if you're looking for dinner tonight, looking for something easy, give a call down there. Pick up a pizza pie today. So again, I think the shop is going to be open today, so get your pizza fix in. All right, second quarter action here. T-Jacks versus Klignik. Klignik down by 3. Playing a real foul. Oh, and there's a... The ball goes off of Ashton's foot, out of bounds. Klignik did put a hand on it. Almost a steal. And Chase Gould is going to step in. Chase to Jaeger. Tommy back in. Starting five, we got Brandon Larson, Chase Gould, Ashton Gould, Jaeger Sean Brandle, and Tommy Mack for the T-Jacks. Nice pump fake by Ashton down to the post, across the post, over. So the defense collapsed on Brennan. He's tried to send it across the post, but there's a lot of traffic in between him and Tommy. Ball gets hit out of bounds, so Klignik's possession. When I saw that Klignik beat Sandpoint, I was very confused. I didn't know if they were... Oftentimes, Klignik doesn't have a team. So when they do put out a squad, they're not always going to be as competitive as they are right now. But this team is making some real good crisp passes. And a foul there against the T-Jacks. Brennan's going to sit down and Robert will check in. But no, this Klignik team's moving the ball super quickly. Ball gets tipped up, almost stolen by Jaeger. Klignik maintains possession. Klignik player goes down as he gets the inbound pass. Sends it off quickly, though. High pass through the hand. Saved it. They're going to say not saved. Okay, that was really darn close. The Klignik player went flying out on the sideline to save the ball. Just couldn't quite do it. Jaeger will play point here for the T-Jacks. He cuts in. Oh, alley-oop to Tommy Mack on the bottom right post, up for two. That was, it looked like he was taking a shot, but he just did a quick alley-oop. Fast transition again, but oh, stolen ball by Jaeger. One-on-one. He's taking it wide. Sends it down to Tommy. Heavy defense, foul on the play. Oh, man, foul against the T-Jacks? I'm a little confused about that call. Maybe it was a 3-second, but yeah, not a foul call. I think it's a 3-second violation. Man, both these squads playing a fast game of ball. 18-11. Sorry, I haven't given the score for a while. 18-11. T-Jacks with a 7-point lead. They've extended by 5. Klugnik to turn around any second. Shot up, no good, off the top of the rim. Despite having 3 6-foot players, Klugnik gets that rebound. Put back, also no good. T-Jack's still up by 7. Nice handle over Tommy in the post. Ashton for 3. Whistle and another whistle, and Klugnik will have the ball. I'm really wishing I could hear what the whistles were from. All right, ball in the hands of Klugnik. Taking it up. Missed shot. Goes into the hands of the T-Jacks. And here comes King Cove with the ball. Missed shot. Stolen again. Nope. Back in the hands of Klugnik. Into the paint. Nice floater. Good for 2. 13-18. King Cove still with the lead. Moving the ball down. Out of bounds on the baseline. King Cove again. King Cove is missing a lot of opportunities here with the ball. Not sure what's going on here on their offense, but there's a lot of whistles. Klugnik takes it inside. Ball gets knocked loose. High into the air. Jaeger with it. Fast break to... Sorry, that was Chase. Fast break over to Jaeger, and Jaeger will finish it up. 20-13. Fast transition by Klugnik. Post-up jumper from 7 feet out. Good. 20-15. Chase over to Jaeger. Back to Tommy on the post, who puts it into the paint. Misses his easy layup. And a foul against Tommy as he knocks over. Maybe they're calling it forced out of bounds. I'm not really sure. Yeah, Tommy might be in foul trouble now. He's sitting down. Brennan's coming in. Tommy missing some easy shots on the bottom post. Very uncharacteristic. Open 3 for Klugnik. In and out. Thompson with a rebound. Ball almost knocked loose. 20-15, still the score. King Cove with a 5-point lead. Second quarter action here at the championship day. Shot up, no good. Rebound loose, picked up by Jaeger. He gets fouled on the way to the basket. Really forced that foul up too. If you see in the NBA, sometimes people will intentionally lean in to the defense to create a foul. James Harden, famous for creating that, and they actually changed the rules just to neutralize Harden from doing that. And Jaeger plays a very similar fashion where he can kind of contort his body in a way to make it draw a foul. 20-15, Jaeger Shawn at the line. And if this isn't the story of the game for the T-Jacks, in and out. Robert Thompson sits down. Tommy Mack checks in for the King Cove T-Jacks. Second shot from the line for Jaeger. Off hard on the back of the rim. Klugnik brings the ball up. Outside the half-court line. Good motion. Ball stripped. Picked up. Fast break to Jaeger on the left-hand side. He finishes the layup. Good. Count the basket. Good for 2-1. Klugnik plays a fast offense. Like, they are just... Okay, that basket will not count. Throw in underneath the... A throw-in underneath their own basket for the T-Jacks. Inbound, outside, chase for three. Top of the rim, no good. Fast break. Ball tipped up into the hands of Klignik. Good for two. 20-17. Klignik is a force to be reckoned with. They are playing a really fast offense. Nice move of the ball. Setting up Jaeger for the easy three. Wide open and good. Count it. 23-17. Beautiful passing. No one was able to keep up with it. And Jaeger left open for three. But here's a nice another three. Oh, and it's good. Klignik responds. 23-20 now with their own open shot. Long distance call from Jaeger. Top of the rim. Tommy on the rebound. Nice bounce over to Brennan, who just can't get it to stick. Ashton gets the board to Jaeger. His layup also doesn't go down, and these are just shots that King Cove normally doesn't miss. 23-20, Klignik with the ball. Out of bounds. Last touch by Klignik. And that's a timeout now. T-Jacks go to their table with only to their bench with only a 3-point lead. They were up by as much as 10 at one point, 23-20. Klignik playing their hearts out on the floor. Real fast offense from both squads, but Klignik, it's like this team, and you see this sometimes, they are so in tune with each other. Like, they really understand the way each other play. When they get the rebound, they're always looking down court for the cherry pick. You know, you just see these squads that have come up together and play a really great game of basketball where they know each other well, they know what to look for, and that is this Klignik squad. They are just playing really well, playing in tune with each other, and they are setting up into a 1-3-1 defense similar to what King Cove is playing. T-Jacks with the ball, 3-point lead. Chase back to Jaeger. Back to Chase, way outside. Jaeger for three. Hits the top of the rim. Tommy, nope. Brennan with the putback. 25-20 now. King Cove with the lead. Fast offensive transition. Ball thrown away. Over and back. King Cove will have the ball. And while Klignik is playing a real fast game on offense, the good news is for King Cove, it is not without... It's not outside of their realm of handling it. They are, you know, they're on their toes. They're fighting really hard, but they are keeping up on the defense. Way over to Jaeger. He takes a look at the shot, goes in, shoots up, misses the jumper, and ball will be in the hands of Klignik. Klignik now moving it up fast. Ball almost stolen by Brennan, but Klignik pulls up for the jumper and sinks it. Just inside the perimeter. Good for two. 3-point lead for King Cove. 2 minutes left here in the first half. Nice handles by Jaeger. Pulls up for the floater. Gets fouled on the way to the basket. Jaeger Sean will go to the line for two here. 25-22 is the score. King Cove with a slim lead. Jaeger puts it up, sinks that. 1-for-3 from the line now. 26-22 now the score. King Cove with the lead. Second attempt from the line, also good. 27-22. King Cove up by 5. Klignik with the ball. 2-man trap. They send it back up towards the top of the key. Nice ball movement. Looking to drive the baseline, but the ball gets knocked out by Ashton. And that will be a turnover. Good job by King Cove on the defense. Ashton able to force the ball out. Last touch by Klignik. Jaeger takes it in, pulls it back outside the perimeter. Ball up. Oh, Tommy's left wide open, but misses his layup. Nice steal by Chase. The ball was going wide. He gets right in there. Find Jaeger. Jaeger back to Chase. Oh, meant to be an alley-oop pass back to Tommy on the outside perimeter right into the hands of the Klignik defender. But Brennan sees an opportunity, runs up and grabs the ball. King Cove will have possession, and they're going to slow things down. Jaeger near the half-court line. Over to Chase for a long three. Hits the back iron, picked up by Klignik. 1 minute to go here in the half. King Cove up by five. Three-point shot from the baseline for Klignik. No good. Rebound gets kind of bumbled a little bit, and Klignik picks it up, puts up a jumper for two. 27-24. King Cove with a three-point lead. 45 seconds left in the half. Jaeger with the ball, taking his time, looking to make this the final shot of the quarter. Tight defense by Klignik. Ashton drives in, bounces to Tommy for three, hits the top of the iron. 27 seconds. Klignik with the ball. Tommy posts up. Nice pass into the paint. Pass right back onto the post. Shot up. No good. 19 seconds. King Cove will have another chance here at the basket. Jaeger to Tommy. Tommy bounces over. Three-point shot by Jaeger. Hits the top of the rim. 8 seconds. Tommy gets the rebound. Ashton bounces over to Jaeger. Brennan on the post. Good for two. And there's the buzzer at the half. King Cove with a five-point lead, maintaining the lead here and going into the third quarter, as Coach Barber says, the most important quarter of the game. I'll tell you, though, the story right now is this Klignik offense is moving real fast and making King Cove work for every single point. We will be back here in 10 minutes with second half action at the Sockeye Classic Championship Round. This is the King Cove T-Jacks going up against Klignik. Final score going into the half, 29-24, King Cove with the lead. We're back at the Sockeye Classic here on KSTP. The score in the second half is the Tundra Jacks versus the Huskies from Klignik, 29 for King Cove, 24 for the Huskies. Two missed free throws right there by Jaeger. I think he's 2 for 6 from the line so far this game. Klignik with the ball. Nice passing, which is really just the way their defense functions. They know where each other are going. They know their plays well. They know their style. Good call on the travel there, though, as Klignik got the ball on the baseline. Extra step before the dribble. Ball now in the hands of King Cove. 7:30 left on the clock here in the third quarter. And again, more basketball coming your way today at 3 p.m., King Sandpoint goes up for the championship against New Stew in the silver bracket. Thrown away pass there by Jaeger Shawn out of bounds on the baseline. Klignik on the ball. And here they come running back. But to give you an illustration of... Oh, nice steal there by Jaeger. He jumps up, pokes it out. He's got a fast break on the right-hand side. Easy layup. 31-24. But here's an example of how fast Klignik moves on their offense. King Cove is always just turning around by the time the ball is on the... on the Klignik side of the court. Like, that, King Cove has to... Oh, nice steal by Jaeger. He just intercepted that pass. All the way. Gets the foul. Goes to the ground hard. Back up. He'll go to the line for two. Read that pass, though. Just plenty of opportunity for him to get in between the two passers and steal it. Jaeger at the line for two. He's had a hard time from the free throw line today. 32-24. And, you know, I will also say this. The T-Jacks have missed a lot of baskets underneath the hoop, which is very uncharacteristic of them. They're usually very effective from the post, but they've struggled so far in this game to connect. They'd probably be up by 10 to 15 points if they had made all the opportunities they had right underneath the basket. King Cove up by 6, missed free throw, and that will make it... Oh, 3-8, 3 for 8 from the line for Jaeger today. Ashton almost stole the ball there. But yeah, as I was saying, Klignik moves so fast that King Cove is always just turning around by the time they get to their defensive positions. Like, there's just very little time for King Cove to transition. And Klignik really has a good... They can really throw a lot of people off that way. Travel, as the Klignik player was moving into the lane... Runs into three jerseys, three white T-Jack jerseys, pulls up, and trying to pivot, slides his foot. 6-point lead still for the T-Jacks. Jaeger for three. Sinks it. 35-24 now. 11-point lead for King Cove. Kalignik with the ball in the corner. Pulling up the dribble. Sends it back at the other side of the post. Nice ball movement for three. Hits the top of the rim. Kalignik gets a rebound. Tight defense from Chase. Moving the ball around. Kalignik will send it outside for a three-point jumper. No good. Brandon Larson gets the board. King Cove with the ball and an 11-point lead. We'll see if the T-Jacks can start to run away with this one. Oh! Shot and fouled from the three-point line. I'll tell you, I was talking about how Jaeger can, like, I use the word manufacture, but I mean that in the right way. He can really draw fouls onto himself. And it was like he had a magnetic force that pulled the defender into him from behind and caused that foul from the three-point line. Jaeger will have three free throw shots from the line. In and out on that first one. But Jaeger, literally, he shoots the ball. And for no apparent reason, the defender just kind of backs into him really hard. It was wild. The guy is just able to draw the foul. Second attempt. And they go for the rebound, forgetting that that's a three-point shot. I think, could that be a lane violation? I don't know if that will count as a lane violation. Nope, they're not going to count it. Jaeger misses three of his free throws. Fast break. Kalignik pulls up for the jumper at the free throw line, sinks it. 9-point lead now for King Cove. 35-26. 5.5 left to go here in the third. Tommy gets the ball at the baseline. Two-man trap. Sends it. Oh! Laser hard fast to Brennan. Just right through his hands. That was a good pass by Jaeger, but it was fast. Kalignik penetrates. Goes into the paint. Forces the jumper, and it's good. Two unanswered baskets now for Kalignik Huskies. Down by 7. King Cove with the ball. 35-28 in favor of King Cove. Jaeger, good handles. Bounce pass outside now for the three-point shot. Chase misses the shot. Picked up by Jaeger. Down to Brennan for the easy layup. Missed. Whoa, Ashton goes full extension on the dive there. And that's going to be a Kalignik Huskies ball now. Huskies bring it up. Long two. Sinks it. Nothing but the net. Kalignik now down by 5. Nice pass to the post. Tommy for 2. And those are the shots right there that King Cove should be making that they've been struggling with right there. Tommy on a nice pass to the post. Puts it up and in. 7-point lead for King Cove. Kalignik driving the baseline. Takes it outside. Tommy with the steal. Fast break to Jaeger. Misses the layup. Put back good. Got his own rebound. The defender went way past him, so he had time to get his own rebound and put it back. But again, Jaeger almost never misses those kinds of layups. What's it going to be? Blocking against King Cove. Sending to the Kalignik player to the line. King Cove up by 9, less than 4 here in the third quarter. First attempt, missed. Kalignik will put in a sub. No, Robert will come in for Brennan. Brennan was right there on that block. I really think that could have been a charge, but he was still just getting into position. Second attempt is good from the line. King Cove up by 8. Here come the Tundra Jacks with the ball. Past the half-court line. Jaeger. Down to Tommy, who works it over to Ashton. Ashton with lots of defense finds Jaeger in the paint. Shot goes up, 3 in the key. No good. Kalignik with the ball. Huskies move up quick. Top of the key, moving around to the right-hand side. Penetrate, send it out to the perimeter on the baseline. Nice defense from King Cove. Forces Kalignic to send it back around. Jaeger with a good defense. Ball gets tipped out. Over and back. Three and a half minutes left in the quarter. King Cove with the ball. Chase will bounce it over to Jaeger. Two guys on him on the corner. Chase left open. Pass down to Tommy gets tipped up. Kalignic gets the ball. And Huskies with another look at the basket. Driving the baseline. Looking for an opportunity. Good defense by King Cove. Making it real hard for them to penetrate in. Shot for three in the corner. Hits the front of the rim. Chase with the rebound. Chase had the rebound, but Ashton will pick it up. Jaeger for the T-Jacks at the half-court line. Shakes past the defense. Tommy on the baseline. Up and in. Good for two. 10-point lead now for King Cove. Nice spin and dribble by the Kalignic offensive player. Shot for three. Top of the rim. Picked up by Chase. Chase often plays a point guard, but they're really having Jaeger do it now. Tommy takes it in, misses the layup, over to Robert. Robert on the putback, good for two. Robert's really come a long way as a basketball player in the last year. 43-31 in favor of the T-Jacks. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Ball in the hands of Kalignic, moving around. Lost dribble, picked back up by the Huskies. They'll take it back outside the perimeter and set their offense again. Moving to the right side. Intercepted. T-Jacks moving fast. Ashton lost his dribble, so he had to pull it back. Oh, what a pass to... Pass to Jaeger. Sean misses the underhand layup, gets his own rebound, puts it back. And we've got a timeout on our hands. King Cove now starting to inch up their lead a little bit. 45-31, 14-point lead here as we enter the final 90 seconds of the third quarter. And again, we've got lots of basketball coming your way. Sandpoint Boys coming up after this game at 3 p.m. Rivera should bring us the coverage for that game. And then at 5:30, the Lady Eagles will play for the championship of the gold bracket. And then at 7 o'clock, we have the T-Jacks, if they win this game, going up for the championship of the tournament for the boys as well. So two squads from the Aleutians East Borough could be going up for the championship of the tournament, and then Sandpoint looking to win the consolation bracket tournament today at 3 p.m. So stay tuned for just tons of basketball. What is that? It's going to be six games that we've broadcasted today, seven total games played today alone over at the Sockeye Classic for Aleutians East Borough teams. Just tremendous day of basketball. And here I thought there was nothing going on today until yesterday. 45-31 is the score. King Cove with a 14-point lead that they've been slowly building upon. Kalignic with the ball. Top of the perimeter. Takes it to the left-hand side. Comes right back. Nice feed just above the defense's hands. And it was a light pass, but just really lobbed it up just enough for Kalignic to get the ball and put it in. Nice move of the ball. Long three-point shot by Chase. Just to the right of the rim. Hard off the backboard. Kalignic gets a rebound. Kalignic moving real fast. Three-point shot from the baseline. Missed. Rebound by Chase. Less than a minute to go in the quarter. King Cove up by 12. Jaeger sends it over to Tommy, who hits the front of the rim. Pass stolen by Chase. Tommy on the baseline. Misses the shot. Put back by Robert Thompson. We'll get him fouled, and he'll go to line for two. 45-33 with Thompson at the line. 41 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Robert with the ball, puts it up, sinks it. Nice shot by Thompson. 46 now to 33 in favor of the T-Jacks. Second attempt from the line. Hits the front of the rim. Ball goes loose. Picked up by Tommy. It's also knocked loose. And it'll stay here in the hands of King Cove. 37 seconds to go in the third quarter. Pass intercepted by Kolignik. Fast break. One-on-one. Nice behind-the-back dribble. Ball gets knocked loose by Jaeger and off the hands of Kolignik. What a great defensive play by Jaeger. Came up from the back door, knocked the ball loose, and it hit the player as it went out of bounds. Another intercepted pass by Kolignik. Reach and foul against King Cove. That'll be a throw-in from the sideline for the Kolignik Huskies. 20 seconds to go here in the quarter. Here come the Huskies. Not only are they playing a fast offense, they're playing a great defense that's intercepted quite a few passes from King Cove. Long two, put up, no good. Rebound to the Huskies. Second attempt, also no good. Rebound goes to Chase. 2 seconds on the clock. Jaeger will get past the half-court line, fires off a bomb, doesn't quite go down, hits the back iron. And at the fourth and final quarter, it's going to be 46 for King Cove, 33 for the Kolignik Huskies. We'll be back with fourth quarter action here in just one moment.
We would like to take this time to say thank you to all the people who make this programming a reality. Thank you to the Aleutians East Borough, the cities of Sandpoint, King Cove, False Pass, and Cold Bay, the Alliott Corporation, Frosty Fuels, the Newton Family, and Aleutian Services in Cold Bay, the King Cove Corporation, Gould & Sons, and the AC Store in King Cove, as well as Precision Airways, Jim Brown Apartments, the Shumigan Corporation, Sandpoint Generating, Telalaska, Trident Seafoods, the AC Store in Sandpoint, R&D Marine Design, and Aleutia. All of these supporters, and you, the listeners, make all of this programming possible. Thank you so much for your support of public radio here in the Aleutians East Borough.
Fourth quarter action, King Cove up 46-33 against the Kolignik Huskies here in the semifinal matchup. Looking to get to the championship game tonight. Oh, Robert Thompson will foul the Kolignik Husky player as they go up for the putback. Shot from the line, missed. Second attempt, also a miss. And I think that was it, missed the rim. Bringing the ball up now. T-Dex with possession, moving it down the post, but intercepted steal. That was a tough pass, lots of defense in between. Ball tipped up by Jaeger. Tommy now, 2-on-2. Chase cutting fast, sends it down the post. Intercepted by Kolignik, out of bounds on the baseline. King Cove will have possession. King Cove throwing in underneath their basket. Inbound to Tommy, jumper, in then out. Put back, nice floating put back by Jaeger Sean. 48-33 now. Kolignik on a fast break. Layup on the right-hand side, doesn't go down. Rebound put back by Kolignik, also doesn't go down. Chase Gould will rip the board for King Cove. And the T-Jacks will bring it up here with 7 minutes in the game. And a 15-point lead for King Cove. Jaeger, long two. Over the rim, put back by Tommy. Good. 50-33 now. Kolignik brings the ball up fast. Open three, doesn't take it. Probably wise. Tommy had a little bit of space between him and Tommy, but not a lot. And Tommy is a tall player. Ball out of bounds. Last touch by King Cove. Kolegnik will throw in underneath their basket. Ball inbounded, way to the top of the perimeter. Bounced into the paint. Picked up by the T-Jacks. King Cove will have the ball. Up by 17 now. Nice pass to Jaeger in the bottom post. Up and in, good for two. 52-33. King Cove starting to build a little bit of a lead here in the fourth quarter. On the right-hand wing, Kolegnik with the ball. Takes it back further away from the basket. Driving in, left corner. Penetrates up the post. Shot from the paint, no good. Brandon Larson gets down the rebound. We've got Jaeger, Ashton, Chase, Brennan, and Tommy. Tommy for three, sinks it. Count the tray from downtown. 55-33 now the score. 22-point lead for King Cove. And timeout called by Kolegnik. 5:50, and King Cove finally starting to establish a bit of a lead against Kolegnik here. They started to build a lead at the end of the half, and then Kolegnik just came right back to be within, I think, five was the closest they got there in the third quarter. But as the third quarter started to wear on, King Cove was really able to build up a lead against the Huskies. And now as the fourth quarter continues, that lead has continued to grow. But let me tell you, this 22-point lead, while it's the biggest lead of the game so far, the Huskies could definitely eat it up and come back if they go on one of their tears. They've been able to come back from 14-point deficits. This would be the biggest turnaround of the game, but if you can do it to 14, you can do it to 22. So don't count Kolegnik out. King Cove really needs to keep working hard to grow this lead if they want to start feeling comfortable. Kolegnik outside the perimeter. Nice cut to the basket. Missed layup. Rebound goes to King Cove. Tommy Mack on a fast break. But yeah, he wasn't able to beat the defense, so he's going to pull back. Brennan way behind the defense, puts it up and in. I mean, he was 10 feet behind the defense on that pass. Great job seeing the opportunity. 57-33. King Cove finally starting to settle into their game. Kolegnik for three. Hits top rim, no good. Another three. Good line. Off the top again. Put back miss with a foul. That will send Kolegnik to the line for two. Fourth foul against Ashton Gould. And Ashton being a short player, I mean, he also runs into foul trouble a little bit, but that kid hustles on the boards. Typically, I mean, the shortest person in the starting five for sure, him and Chase are probably similar in height, but he really hustles on the boards. Missed shots from the three free throw line for them. Oh, Tommy for a wide open three. Hits the back of the iron. He's going to get a second chance, though. That one goes in. Nothing but net. 60-33. And now we're starting to talk about a lead that King Cove can feel comfortable with. Ball knocked loose. Touched by Kolegnik. King Cove will have the ball now. And we're going to start seeing a full court press coming our way. Tommy with the ball. Sets up for a three-pointer. Off the top, no good. Kolegnik gets the board. Fast break. And a foul as the fast cut into the post. Blocking against Chase. First foul against Chase Gould of the game. 60-33 with King Cove with the lead. Ball in the hands now of the Kolegnik player. Makes his first free throw attempt. 34 now for the Huskies. Sinks the second attempt, 35. 25-point lead now for King Cove. Full court press by the Kolegnik Huskies. King Cove easily gets past. Shot from just inside the free throw line, no good. Rebound goes to Kolegnik, intercepted by Chase. Chase goes down hard, is able to pass it. Jaeger for three, top of the rim. King Cove crashes the boards. Tommy with the rebound, tries to spin to the paint, loses the ball, picked up by Kolegnik. Jaeger with a soaring steal. No, Chase with a soaring steal. Beautiful layup by Asher on the right-hand side. I'm telling you, Chase was just inside the three-point line on the left-hand side, passed all the way to the opposite side of the post. Deflection by Tommy Mack. What a huge deflection off the fast transition from the Kolegnik Huskies. King Cove up 62-35. Brennan gets the ball in the post. Up and in. 64-35. 3:30 left to go here in this game. Kolegnik with the ball. Sends it down for a two. Hits the front of the rim. And Tommy's going to easily bring down the board. And looks like King Cove has a mind to start wearing down the clock. Jaeger tries to drive in. Ball gets snatched away. Picked up by Kolegnik. Jumper no good by Kolegnik. Brennan fighting for the rebound, but Kolegnik gets it. And out of bounds. Last touch by Brennan. Kolegnik will have the ball on the baseline. 3:03 left in the game. King Cove with a 29-point lead. And we are quickly running out of time for the Huskies to come back in this game. Inbound pass, tipped up. Out of bounds on the baseline. And don't forget, 3 p.m., Eagles play against New Studiohawk. We'll have that game brought to you by Rivera Wilson. 5:30. And I think Rivera's going to go big. Oh, missed layup by Jaeger as he took it all the way in. It was a good look, but just couldn't get sink. Kolegnik now has the ball. Long three. Sinks it. 38 now for Kolegnik, 64 for King Cove. 2:35 here on the clock. King Cove is able to shake past the full court press. Brennan on the post misses the bottom post shot from about 2 feet out. I think Coach Barber has a plan probably for the next practice. I know what the T-Jacks will be working on, and that will be layups and bottom post shots from about 2 feet out. Kolegnik player drives up fast into the paint, gets fouled on the way, and the Huskies will go to the line for two. 64 for King Cove, 38 for Kolegnik. Missed off that first attempt. Shot up, no good. 64-38, still the score. King Cove with the ball. Nice. An attempted steal, but we'll have a reach-in foul there. First foul of the quarter for Kolegnik. King Cove throwing it on the sideline, takes it up. Missing the layup, put back is good. 66-38 now the score in favor of the Tundra Jacks. Less than two here in the game. Ball tipped out of the hands of the Kolegnik player. And King Cove will throw in on the sideline deep in their own territory. Ashton brings the ball up real quick. Cross the post to Timmy. Good for two. Count the basket. Great pass by Ashton. Good power up by Tommy. As he gets the basket and the foul. 30-point lead now for King Cove. I'm seeing Jersey, Robert, and another King Cove player checking in here. Ashton sits down. Brennan sits down. Jersey comes in. And I can't see who... Next one is, okay, missed off that shot. Jaeger on the putback, good for two. All right, ball now in the hands of the Huskies. They put it up and in, good for two. 70-40 is the score. 90 seconds in this game. Good steal by the Huskies against Jaeger. Oh, the easy go-ahead layup is missed. Logan Iapana checks in here for the T-Jacks. Should have guessed that was the fifth man. Jaeger forces up a shot from about 5 feet out. Up and in, good for two. Ball inbound, shot up, no good. Rebound through the legs of Tommy. He picks it back up. Less than a minute in the game. King Cove up by 32. Down to Logan. Up and in on the left-hand side. Good job. All right, ball now in the hands of Klignik. Up for two. 74-42. 30 seconds left to go in the game. All right, ball in the hands now of Timmy Mack. Up top to Chase near the half-court line. Into Jaeger, bounce back out. 12 seconds left. Tommy with the ball. 6 seconds, and they're just going to run down the clock. Shot goes up, no good, and there it is. King Cove advances to the final round of this game. Or this tournament. They'll play tonight at 7 p.m. Winner to be determined by the next game, but they easily made work. Well, I would say easily. The first half was very close. They were able to inch it out there in the second half. 74-42. Klignik really kept it close for a while there, but King Cove gets the victory. We'll be back at 3 with more basketball as Rivera Wilson gives us the new Studio Hawk and Sandpoint Eagles game. Stay tuned. More basketball here on KSDP.